Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course you're invited to join us here if you would like. We have a new telephone number for you. If you, last tuned in last Saturday, it has changed. 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And the point of the show is, well, it's open phones every single night of the week. We do this live 7 nights a week. You can, of course, join us with whatever happens to be on your mind. We bring things to the table to talk about as well that you might find interesting. We're also now able to take SIP calls. And if you don't know what that is, I'm not going to spend the time to explain it. But I did write an explainer sort of piece for our website. So if you want to learn how you can call us over the internet from anywhere in the world, so our listeners in Africa or elsewhere should now be able to easily call into the show over any iPhone or Android device.
Ah, technology. Cool. Isn't it great?
It's pretty great. It's just...
When it works.
Yeah, you got to jump through a few hoops.
Some of it. Yeah. Some of it is really, really, really great.
Some of it's creepy.
Some of it, yes. So basically, it falls into those two categories.
Right.
Like, it's reached the point that it is so powerful that all of the stuff that is helping us is just amazing. And all of the stuff that isn't helping us is just creepy.
Some of it can be terrifyingly creepy. And,
well, it's like anything else, right? A hammer can be used to, you know, build a hospital.
Right.
But it can also be used to crack a skull. So it's all about
which
the
is why it'll be handy to have that hospital there for you.
That's right. But, I mean, it's all about the intent of the person behind the tool. So,
yeah, and so we're going to get into some of the news here, including one of the big headlines from this week that I don't think anyone discussed until now.
Is that
Obamacare has survived, according to the Supreme Court, in a 7-2 decision. You know, all those Republicans who thought that Trump stacking the Supreme Court was going to, you know, somehow do something. They voted in favor of Obamacare.
You mean the government decided to vote that they can, in fact, require you to do something else?
That's right.
Can you briefly summarize what Obamacare is for the unenlightened or the old who have forgotten?
You know, I don't really know all the details. I've never done anything regarding Obamacare. I've never signed up or done whatever it is that they want you to do. But they call it the Affordable Care Act was what it was actually called when it was passed however many years ago. And according to the story here at CNBC, I guess there was some sort of individual mandate. So the idea is that every person in the United States has to...
Oh, this is like the states that have mandatory car insurance. You have, it's mandatory health insurance.
Those states being just about all of them.
Yeah.
Except New Hampshire.
Yeah. When I heard about that, I'm like, wait. So you're telling me they are requiring me to purchase a service?
Yes.
And, like, at the time I hadn't, you know, fully realized what the nature of the government was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought at least, you know, there are bounds of reason and decency that would be held to. No,
this is all about funneling money into the insurance company's pockets.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because if you're required to buy a product, then there's nothing really stopping them from raising the rates on you.
Wouldn't you know? Hard to keep prices down when someone's got a gun to your head making you purchase.
Yeah, this is the thing to be upset about with government. I believe it's the first time at the federal level, the ACA's Obama Don't Care Act, is the first time at the federal level that people have been required to purchase a good or service via the federal government.
Really?
I believe so. I can't
name
another thing.
It's certainly not the first time they've told you what to do.
Right, that's true. But I think that, like, it was being talked about as if it were a paradigm shift when it was even being introduced, if I remember correctly. Callers, correct me if I'm wrong. They can call in at
202-380-3699.
You know, I think this is an onslaught on basically the free market. So there are a lot of problems that the government solves that are much better solved by insurance companies if they're allowed to operate properly.
Yeah.
And what they've done to the medical insurance, I mean, they've just completely removed the idea of medical insurance. So if you get insurance on your house burning down, the insurance agent should not hear a crackling fire in the background while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the idea. Like, here is this thing. It's going well. It's functioning. But something could go wrong. So we're going to, as a group, we're going to distribute the risk so that none of us gets hit too hard when it does happen. But with requiring that all of the pre-existing conditions don't stop you from getting any of your any insurance coverage, I mean, that's not insurance.
That's not the business model. That's right. Not how it was originally designed or intended.
Well, and I mean, just fundamentally, that is not insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That is something fundamentally different.
Well, the medical industry is already a big, I don't know, cesspool of government interference anyway. It is one of the most overregulated industries in all of Earth's history, particularly the United States one. Everybody complains about the high cost of health care. I can tell you for a fact, having held a job for a couple of different medical products companies, that most of their overhead goes into compliance.
Wow.
Yeah. Compliance with federal rules.
I've heard that about doctor's offices,
and
too.
It moves at a pace of a sloth because of it. For example, I was working for one of these medical products companies. I noticed a typo on one of their web pages, a typo that probably could have gotten them sued.
Oh, boy.
Right? Mm. And so I brought it up to my superiors and brought it up to their superiors, and they're like, okay, well, you need to go talk to the... There was a committee for a change committee.
Just to update a website.
Just to
fix a
change,
typo.
Yeah. Change a typo, right? You know, and so I had to go and present this typo to the committee and screenshots and all this kind of stuff.
Wow.
And then it got put on a docket.
Wait, right? so you were working for them at the time, though?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so at least you got paid for, you know, ridiculous bureaucracy.
But I mean, that's the reason that I don't work there anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
I come from, I used to work for startup companies, several of them in the Seattle area, and that's great because, you can move so fast. You know, if something needs done, you just go and talk to Bob over here, and Bob goes, oh, yeah, okay, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but no, in this medical products manufacturing company, I had to go to this committee. They had to put it on a docket, and then somebody, I don't know who, and they won't tell you who, somebody on the committee evaluates what the priorities are for whatever comes up to the monthly meeting, the change committee meeting. And if your thing didn't make it to the monthly meeting, you just have to wait until the next month. So I quit working there, and it stayed up. That typo stayed up for, six more months.
You should have sued them. You should have become their customer and then sued them over this typo.
The particular product that the manufacturer
just
wouldn't apply
to
my particular health issues. You know, I thought I was doing them a solid. I'm like, hey, look at this, and this is completely wrong, and somebody's probably going to sue you over this at some point because, you know, everybody's sue happy these days.
Oh, yeah, there's no end to the just nightmare bureaucracy stories that people can tell.
That's just a little tiny example of wading through the enormous bureaucracy, and they claim that they have to have this bureaucracy because of government regulations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, it seems to me that the move that the government is making right now is to govern every tiny aspect of our lives under the auspice of health. Well, is your health sufficient that we can allow you to engage in XYZ activity? Let us determine whether your health is where we feel it should be. And as part of that, I mean, this is basically, it is socializing medicine.
Sure it is.
I mean,
it's steps towards that. I mean, it's not total socialism.
Well, yeah. It's thin edge of the wedge. We're not in total social medicine. I mean, honestly, total social medicine might be an improvement from where we're at. But...
Well, and to call it healthcare is a misnomer. It should be called disease management.
Yeah.
Because that's the system that you have.
Right.
You don't have healthcare. Doctors are not incentivized to keep you healthy. Right. The healthcare industry isn't incentivized to keep you healthy. What they're incentivized to do is figure out what's wrong with you, put you on some drugs to maintain that particular ailment for the rest of your life.
Well, and they want to tell you what to do and make you pay for them doing it.
Sure do. Although I wouldn't say total socialism would be in any way better than this. This is bad. That would be even worse. And that's why you still have people from Canada coming down here to get their health care. More on the way. 202-380-3699. Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I said, come on.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You can dial in and join us here. Whether you want to talk about Obamacare being upheld by the Supreme Court or whatever is on your mind, you can do that here. The number is 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. In the studio with you, you've got Ian.
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And my name is Rick Forsyth. I live in Silver Pond with my parents, George and Edna Forsyth, and my sister, Suzanne. I'm president of the debate team, captain of my baseball team over at Silver Pond High. I have a dog named Rusty, and my hobbies include coin collecting and dry humping cheerleaders.
Is this a dating profile? What is that?
That's a quote from an underrated movie from the 90s called SFW. Or So Effing What?
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, it's a great movie. Great soundtrack. Guar, Soundgarden,
oh, wow.
Marilyn Manson, Suicidal Tendencies.
Damn.
Yeah, Suicidal has a song on there called It's Never Been Released on Any Other Thing That I'm Aware Of. Just that soundtrack called No Effing Problem.
Nice.
So it goes really well with the title of the movie, SFW.
He's Captain Kickass. The Supreme Court ruled 7-2 on Thursday against Texas and other Republican-led states seeking to strike down Obamacare in the law's latest test before the nation's highest court. This according to CNBC, the court reversed an appeals court ruling that had struck down the law's individual mandate provision. Chief Justice, or one of the justices, Breyer, said Texas and the other states that challenged the law failed to show that they were harmed by it. Quote, neither the individual nor the state plaintiffs have shown that the injury they will suffer or have suffered is fairly traceable to the allegedly unlawful conduct of which they complain, he said. Whatever the hell that means.
Really? Because, you forced me to give you $600 that I didn't want to give you. Isn't that, haven't I been injured by that?
Is that how much this costs?
With Obamacare, if you don't have insurance, then you have to pay $600 a year. At least that's last I looked into.
Because insurance costs a lot more than that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and their enforcement mechanism is of course, through theirs, or the IRS.
The IRS.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The decision marks the third time that Obamacare, officially known as the Affordable Care Act, has survived a challenge before the Supreme Court since Barack Obama signed the legislation into law in 2010. Defenders of the act worried that the Supreme Court, with its 6-3 majority of Republican-appointed justices, would scrap the law. But instead, they voted 7-2 in favor of it.
Hmm. Of course they did. Why wouldn't they?
Wow. Republican leaders not scrapping Obamacare.
Repugnance.
I think I may have heard of this. Say the last 4 years that we had going on.
I've got new parodies for that. I've got Repugnantkins and Dumb Old Krats.
Speaking of that, Biden, who served as vice president when the law was signed, praised Thursday's ruling as a major victory for millions of Americans who are at risk of losing their health care. Because if it weren't for insurance, no one would ever be able to get health care, right?
Hey, now this is a major victory for pharmaceutical companies, for insurance companies, for regulators, for the IRS, for everyone in government who wants to tell you exactly whether you can eat that or not.
Yeah, who's the loser in this equation?
Oh, well, us.
Anyone who
regular
cares
people
about choice. Anyone who cares about the freedom to make decisions for their own body.
Yeah.
You know. Biden also vowed to expand Obamacare, which he said was a central promise in his campaign. Quote, after more than a decade of attacks on the Affordable Care Act through the Congress and the courts, today's decision, the third major challenge to the law that the Supreme Court's rejected, it's time to move forward and keep building on this landmark law. Now, what could that possibly mean? I mean, they're already saying everybody needs to have health insurance.
It means they're going to force people to buy other products and services now that the precedent has been set.
Now that this is something that they can do, the Supreme Court has backed it up time and time again. What's next?
Well, you know how we had this vaccine that we gave you,
mm-hmm.
and we were, you know, kind of toying with making it mandatory. Well, so this was the freebie, you know, just as a sign of goodwill. Next time, it's still going to be mandatory, but you're going to need to buy it.
To pay for it.
Yeah.
202-380-3699 if you want to join us. He continued saying, today's decision affirms that the Affordable Care Act is stronger than ever, delivers for the American people, and gets us closer to fulfilling our moral obligation to ensure that here in America, health care is a right and not a privilege.
Government has moral obligations? When did government take on moral obligations? Can you show me the list of moral obligations? I'm not talking to you specifically, Ian. I'm talking to anybody. Can anybody show me a list where the government says, okay, we, as this organization of violence and force, have taken on this list of moral obligations?
They are morally obligated to wield a monopoly on the initiation of force in a given geographical region.
Yeah, I can't really find much that's moral at all about the state, the government, the federal government, the state of fill in
the
blank.
Can you find anything? I can't.
The city of whatever.
I mean, only because the existence of that organization violates consent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so right. If you start it's immoral there,
by its base.
It in and of itself is unethical and also immoral.
And I would go so far as to say downright evil. I mean, when the nature of your existence is to aggress on people, to initiate force and fraud constantly in every subject of our lives, I'm sorry, that's not just, you're not just not moral, you're evil.
No doubt about it. Today's decision, this is according to one of the two dissenting judges, was the third installment in our epic Affordable Care Act trilogy, and it follows the same pattern in installments 1 and 2. In all three episodes, the court has pulled off an improbable rescue, he says. Didn't really even say why he opposed it, or at least they didn't highlight that. Trump tried unsuccessfully throughout his one term in office to overturn Obamacare. However, Congress, as part of the 2017 tax bill, effectively eliminated Obamacare's so-called individual mandate penalties by reducing them to $0. So
there's that $600. So that's probably why the Supreme Court said, well, you weren't injured. What? You could not buy this. I mean, we'll penalize you with $0, and that means that you don't have an injury in court.
Texas and more than a dozen other Republican-led states then filed suit after that change was made, arguing that that made it unconstitutional. The Supreme Court had previously upheld the mandate under Congress's power to tax, but the GOP-led states argued the tax justification was no longer valid if the penalty was non-existent. Those states, backed by the Trump DOJ, argued the entire act should be erased if the individual mandate provision was found to be unlawful. And then they said...
That's crazy. The idea that... Okay, I mean, obviously it's crazy that this particular group of people can tax the rest of us. But, I mean, even if you accept that as a given, and, oh, it's necessary and good that they do this. Okay, I'm sorry, requiring me to buy something is different from a tax. With a tax, you take my money. This is not a tax. This is creepy. Like, this is going somewhere weird, and I don't like it.
Yeah, well, one of the places it may be going is further consolidation in the insurance industry, since, you know, we've seen insurance companies buying each other up over time. There are fewer and fewer options in the marketplace.
Yep. I demand that you shop around for this service. So not only do I take your money, I take your labor.
And then eventually, if they keep having to be insuring people with pre-existing conditions, they're going to go out of business, right? Because that's just, you can't keep that business running.
I'm sure they're too big to fail.
And then they'll get propped up, or the government will just take it over at some point. That could be the plan. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats and Republicans are still trying to negotiate a deal on infrastructure. The newest proposal is $1 trillion. Democrats want to increase taxes on wealthier individuals. Republicans want to use unspent COVID relief funds. President Biden said he'd like to see bipartisan action on infrastructure, but next week, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer will start exploring reconciliation, which would allow Democrats to only need more than 50% to pass the bill. The Faith and Freedom Coalition is wrapping up their conference. On Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence blasted President Biden.
In just 148 days, the Biden-Harris administration has unleashed a tidal wave of left-wing policies that threatened to wipe out all the progress that we made.
Most people cheered, but a few people booed him and chanted he was a traitor. This is USA Radio News. A 55-year-old man was arrested after allegedly assaulting California Governor Gavin Newsom as he made an appearance at an Oakland pizza restaurant. CHP, which provides security for the governor, said the Berkeley, California man was taken into custody. In a statement, they said the governor was approached by an aggressive individual. Members of the governor's security detail removed the governor from the situation. They said the man was booked into the Santa Rita Jail in Dublin, California, for investigation of resisting an executive order and assaulting a public official. Newsom didn't appear injured or disturbed by the alleged assault, later saying that different people have different ways of saying hello. A woman who identified herself as the suspect's sister said her brother is a homeless man with severe mental health problems. She told KABC-TV that the charges against him are consistent with his past charges and past behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number if you want to join us here, 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. Joining you here in our studio, you've got me, Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And shiny forehead.
We got more federal news that, you know, I wish we didn't have to talk about these people. I wish they would just disappear. So we didn't have to deal with any of them ever again.
I can deal with, you know, somebody who is, I don't know, a narcissist, a psychopath, you know, on an individual basis.
Okay.
You know, when all things are equal. What I really want to see disappear is this organization that attracts them all. And then they obviously end up abusing, you know, their authority within that organizational structure because it's the only incentive they have.
Is there anyone who doesn't abuse authority? I mean, isn't that sort of the whole point of authority, is to abuse people?
It seems to be.
Yeah.
I can't find anyone who really doesn't when they have it. I mean, the obvious caveat there is to, like, an organization where your participation is voluntary mm-hmm. and not coerced, right?
Well, yeah, if by authority you mean, like, the supposed ability to initiate force on people, that's one thing. But no, like, there is legitimate authority.
Sure, like an expert in a field of study could be an authority on that subject.
Mm-hmm. Well, or even general authority. I mean, if you're raising kids, like, yeah, you're the authority. You know how to not get run over in traffic, for example. And, I mean, when you're legitimately looking out for their interest, and that's exactly the con game that gets played on us, is that they tap into what is a really valuable instinct and a viable way of life, and they put themselves in the place of the government, which is why there is a very just a constant infantilization of all citizenry.
Right, treating us like children.
Exactly.
For years, freedom lovers have wanted to have a directory of liberty-minded businesses because, you know, some of us are sick of giving our money to people that love the government. You know, I'd rather spend our money on products and services offered by people within our liberty-friendly community. And so luckily, Liberty.menu was founded a few years back, and that allows you to do that if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You ought to list the things that you do at Liberty.menu. They make it super easy, and it's free to do it. So why not let people know that you love freedom? Unless you're worried about someone turning you in, which, of course, is actually a thing. Domestic terrorism. Terrorism is the new fight, supposedly, on the federal front. You know, it used to just be about finding those dastardly Muslims, you know, those brown people. Those were who you needed to keep a lookout for. Well, now it's expanded to, you know, anybody that might happen to live next door to you. According to Breitbart.com, Joe Biden's administration has announced plans to create ways for Americans to report radicalized friends and family to the government. In an effort to fight domestic terrorism. In a conversation with reporters, one senior administration official explained the importance of stopping politically fueled violence before it starts. Quote, "We'll work to improve public awareness of federal resources to address concerning or threatening behavior before violence occurs," he said. Well, now why would you need to call the federal government? I mean, if there's actually violence that's going on, if that's what's, you know, if you have a loved one who's planning to attack somebody.
Well, you're talking about crime. This is pre-crime.
That's right. But if there is somebody who's planning to attack somebody, you know, I could see the reason to be concerned about that.
And maybe call the sheriff.
Indeed.
If you can't, you know, handle it yourself.
But that's not what we're really talking about here. The official said, quote, "This involves creating context in which those who are family members or friends or coworkers know that there are pathways and avenues to raise concerns and
snitch
and seek help for those who they have perceived to be radicalizing and potentially radicalizing toward violence."
Isn't that the translation of the Nazi chant? Seek help.
Biden began his presidency with a stark warning in his inauguration speech about the, quote, "rise in political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat," he said. He described on June 1st the threat from white supremacy as, quote, "the most lethal threat to the homeland today."
It sounds so ridiculous to say white supremacy is a threat to homeland, right?
It sounds ridiculous to say it's a threat to anything, really. I mean,
well, you know, it's funny. The increase in white supremacy seems to be precisely equal to the increase of rhetoric about white supremacy. That's wild.
Yeah, and when you actually get down to looking at these movements of these white supremacists, they're infiltrated left and right by federal agents. So a lot of the people who are calling the loudest for some of this whatever claptrap that they're talking about with white supremacy, a lot of them are federal agents themselves. Remember, there was a guy on the radio, I don't know, two and a half decades ago, his name was Hal Turner. And he wasn't on a lot of radio stations, but he had some kind of radio show on a few different stations, and he was a, you know, racist. He was a white supremacist. And the guy was terrible. I've never heard his show before, but, I mean, he's just a terrible human being. Turns out, years later, the information comes out that he was actually working for the FBI as a, basically somebody who was snitching out and recruiting, essentially. Recruiting people into the movement and then snitching.
Well, how are we supposed to fight racism if we don't create racists?
It's the same thing's true with the so-called terrorists. I mean, over the last 20 years almost now since 9/11, they've arrested over 200 people who were ostensibly going to cause some sort of violent terrorist strike within the United States, and almost every single one of them was sort of set up by the FBI.
Yep.
They were, in most cases, actually created by the FBI. The FBI might have gotten a tip that so-and-so was being radicalized by, you know, Islam, radical Islam, and then FBI agents would come in, and they would further radicalize this person.
And I believe many of them were actually given things to, you know, cause the destruction by FBI agents.
Yes.
They were given the means, weapons or something along those lines.
What they thought were bombs.
And occasionally things that were actually bombs.
Did that ever happen?
That's what I've heard, is that they, on certain occasions, they actually gave them bombs.
Wow. I know that most of the time they just give them a fake bomb, and then because they thought it was a real bomb, they've got enough to arrest them on it.
Right. Well, I want to get into, and I don't know if your article mentions it, I didn't bring it for show prep, but I have read where Biden's crackdown on domestic terrorism specifically includes people with anti-government rhetoric.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. But I just find it funny that they're acting like white supremacy is this big lethal threat. I mean, you remember Christopher Cantwell?
I've never met the man, but I remember him.
I mean, at one time he was a host on this show. We ended up firing him because he became a racist. He was a libertarian comedian who moved to New Hampshire and somehow ended up becoming a racist after a few years, and so we got rid of him. But, you know, this guy wasn't a threat in any meaningful sense. And when you actually start looking at what was going on within their quote-unquote movement, it's a ton of infighting.
Right.
So, like, the reason why Chris Cantwell went to prison in January of this year, actually, after being held for a year, was because he was fighting with another Nazi online. They were having a spat over Telegram and insulting one another, and federal agents got their hands on the chat logs and came up with some sort of interstate threatening
yep.
crime, and quote unquote, that they went after this guy with for doing nothing more that, you know, as far as I don't believe in what Chris Cantwell believes in,
right.
But I also don't think that he should go to prison for fighting online, yeah. you know, with nasty words
and
to
we're
somebody.
Supposed to have freedom of speech, so I don't understand where, you know, somebody can be imprisoned for things that they said or typed.
Well, if you do threaten a person, then supposedly that eliminates your freedom of speech, and then you can face legal consequences. But the idea that a Telegram chat,
I would say if you like. It has to be credible or it's not a threat.
That's the thing.
Right.
I don't think it was.
I mean, it's S-talking.
He didn't even
That's
really know
is.
Who this guy was, and the guy was living, you know, 1,000 miles away from him.
Right.
And it was definitely S-talk. He said he was going to have sex with a man's wife in front of him. I mean, you know, that's not a threat of rape.
Like, even if that was credible, that's not a threat of rape.
And again, why not let the Nazis fight with each other? Why did they have to go in and do something? Yeah. Let them fight with each other. That seems to be what they spend most of their time on, like the Libertarian Party. 202-380-3699. I'm not saying the Libertarian Party's Nazis, just saying they fight amongst themselves. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number for you is 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
The Department of Homeland Security looks like they're going to be widening their focus when it comes to so-called terrorism into domestic terrorism.
The homeland. Wasn't that
the enemy within?
What did the Germans call the
fatherland?
Fatherland, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so. Very similar.
Fatherland, motherland, homeland. Yeah, I mean, it's the same idea.
This land's not your land. This land's not my land. It's all taken from us by the IRS man.
Well, and I mean, if you really want to see what's headed up for us, just look into history, see what happened with the USSR. They set up snitch lines, too, and soon you're going to have children informing on their parents.
You already have that, actually. They've been doing that for years in the United States, where they'll talk to school children and they'll say, hey, Bobby and Susie, do your parents smoke weed? Or they'll, ask the whole class or whatever. Hey, if your parents are using drugs, let us know. We'll help them.
There were stories of kids turning their parents in.
Yeah, because they don't know any better. They think that, I'm just telling my teacher what she wants to know. And then the cops show up and arrest their parents. I mean, that's been going on for decades in the war on drugs.
Won't be too long before they're using, toll-free numbers. 1-800-2-SNITCH.
Yeah, and now it's going to be, hey, class, are your parents angry at the government? If so, we want to know because we want to help them. Just let us know.
Do your parents support hate speech?
Yeah.
You can tell hate speech by the following classification.
So they're targeting so-called white supremacy as the most lethal threat to the homeland today, according to Biden in a speech. And like I said before, I just don't buy it. I mean, I understand that's the big boogeyman that they're trying to trot out here, but...
Some of the most racist people I ever met. Military people.
Mm.
Not all of them, but some.
Cops.
Of the most racist people I've ever met.
Some cops, for sure.
Active duty military.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just don't buy it. There's so much infighting just from, not that I know about being in this movement or whatever, but I did know Christopher Cantwell, and so through him... My relationship with him as a peace minister, trying to minister to this guy, I did learn a little bit about the constant infighting going on in this movement and how small, how tiny it is. Chris Cantwell got in some hot water legally, and I think he thought that he was going to get people backing him up, and he didn't. There was no, money behind this movement. He owes his defense attorney I don't know, $25,000 or something like that. It's not like there's, you know, a bunch of people out there supporting this guy. And he was one of the most widely renowned white supremacists of the last decade.
And, I mean, if you are publicly revealed as a white supremacist, you get no support from any corner.
This is true.
Even the fellow white supremacists will not usually have your back because they don't want to catch any heat themselves.
True.
You know, the five of them that there are.
But if there were hundreds of thousands of them or something, then for sure he would have at least gotten his legal bills covered or somewhat covered. But the Biden administration said it will also be working with large technology companies on increased information sharing to help combat radicalization. Quote, any particular tech company often knows its platform very well, but the government sees things. Actually, threats of violence across platforms. They see the relationship between online recruitment, radicalization, and violence in the physical world.
I've seen ads for, you know, join the military on social media, so that's recruitment.
Yeah. Well, getting back to your point about how a lot of the most racist people you've ever met were cops, I mean, certainly the military.
A lot of those guys become cops.
They do end up becoming cops.
I mean,
it's true.
Certainly the most nefarious racists are the ones that get this kind of power, whether it is the power to kill in the military or as a cop or the power to destroy people's lives through the legal system.
Yeah.
The racists that we have are at their worst when you give them government power.
Well, it's the power that corrupts, right? So they get used to having this power by performing their duties in the military, following orders as they're told. And then when they get out of the military, they have a hard time adjusting to civilian life because they've been exposed to this thing where, like, they get to abuse their power when they have to deal with some other people in some foreign country. And so they come over here and they're not able to do it. So then they seek out other places where they can do, because they, quote, miss the action, unquote. The action that they're referring to is the adrenaline rush that they get when they abuse their power, when they abuse another human being because of their particular position, whether they're a cop or a military person, doesn't matter. They don't recognize it as abuse. They recognize it as action.
The Department of Homeland Security also plans to deploy, quote, digital literacy and digital fitness programs to help combat, quote, malicious content online that bad actors deliberately try to disseminate, whatever that means. Again, they're working closely with the tech companies, big tech, Facebook and Google. And, of course, they've been cozy with the government for years now, ever since the Obama administration.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't have come into the power that they have if it weren't for government sponsorship in pretty much all cases. Like, if you really dig into the largest tech companies, they always have a government sponsor at a crucial moment.
Yep.
And even if that weren't the case, they wouldn't be able to maintain their stranglehold without the protections that the regulation offers them.
Now, they are saying that, quote, this is a strategy that is agnostic as to political ideology or off the spectrum, they say. So as long as you're a threat, whether you're on the left or the right, to the state, they will be focusing on you. Now, there's actually a detailed story that Glenn Greenwald put out. He's just been killing it recently on Twitter. I mean, just calling out the media for being ridiculously lapdogish to the Biden administration. So if you're not following him, he's, I think, worth looking at, because he used to sort of be on the left, and then he got basically kicked out of his own organization that he helped found, The Intercept. Or he ended up walking away from it because they were trying to tell him what to do.
Right.
And
the media is really corrupt. I'm going to form my own little media.
We talked about that here.
Look at what happened.
Yep. So, entitled Domestic Violent Extremism Poses Heightened Threat in 2021, this March report. So this has been going on. Like, they're continuing to ramp this up and talk about it, and now they're talking about turning in your friends and your family members. But they filed a report, the Domestic Department of Homeland Security, regarding political affairs domestically. It was in March. The director of the National Intelligence states that it was prepared in consultation with all these different agencies, FBI, CIA, DHS, etc. The primary point is this, quote, the intelligence community assesses that domestic violent extremists, which they're calling DVEs, who are motivated by a range of ideologies and galvanized by recent political and societal events in the United States, pose an elevated threat to the homeland, with a capital H, in 2021. while asserting that the most lethal of these threats is posed by racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, or RMVEs, and militia violent extremists, MVEs. It makes it clear that its target encompasses a wide range of groups from the left, including Antifa, animal rights, and environmental activists, pro-choice extremists, and anarchists.
Oh my God. Anarchists?
The report claims those who oppose capitalism and all forms of globalization, unquote, to the right, including sovereign citizen movements, anti-abortion activists, and those deemed motivated by racial or ethnic hatreds. So again, they're claiming this is a bipartisan effort to crack down on so-called domestic terror.
Well, if you look at your Nolan chart, you'll see that there are four squares there, and two of those are terrorists.
You know what is the Nolan chart?
So the Nolan chart is, so you've got left-right politics and authoritarian libertarian politics.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a square with four squares. So you've got,
I think you meant three of the squares are terrorists.
No, two of them, just the libertarian ones. So libertarian left, like those are the people that really care about like getting health care taken care of, that don't like what they call.
Oh, so you're saying the libertarians are the terrorists?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
From the government's perspective.
Absolutely.
Okay, I was thinking of from our perspective, where the left, the right, and the authoritarians would be the terrorist squares.
Well, no, I mean the authoritarians of left and right are perfectly welcome to the government.
Yeah. But the government is terrorism because terrorism, the definition of it
actual
is...
Actual terrorism, yeah.
Yeah, the definition of terrorism is the use or the threat of violence to achieve a political goal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the government does day in, day out.
Now, let's just...
Basically, their job as most people are concerned.
Let's just say for a moment that the government has done its homework and there is a rise in anti-government sentiment amongst people,
mm-hmm.
regardless of whether they're white supremacists or racists or if they're short or fat or tall or old or young or whatever. Let's just say for a minute that there is a rise in anti-government sentiment. If that is true, then that only speaks to the failure of those people who call themselves government. Because if you're doing your job and you're pleasing the people of which you are, the authority over,
then they'll love you.
Then right. There's no reason for there to be any anti-government sentiment at all.
Have you read this report? Because that's the exact wording they use. Anti-government or anti-authority sentiment, saying that that's...
Oh, no. That's amazing. I have not read this article.
That's coming next in the next paragraph.
Sorry, man.
No. You didn't steal my thunder. That's in the report. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.